The Regional Rock Hour.
Resistance is futile.
A 92.1 The Eagle.
The clock. Another day in a dead end job.
We waste away, we never question
who we are and what we'll be. Are we too blind to see
reality of mass ascension? But still we feed the machine.
9 to 5, we work our lives away.
Suicide.
Patty's Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle. That was Suit and Tie Suicide, Sleep Signals.
What are some of the challenges that you face as an up-and-coming band, going out on tour, getting out there? Just what's some of the roadblocks you've run into?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the biggest one is getting creative and trying to figure out how to get more people out to shows, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're up against Netflix and YouTube and Facebook and everything else, and that really has definitely taken a toll on live music. And you know, bands are hurting, venues are hurting, everybody's hurting. It's a challenge to come up with creative ways to, you know, to get people to still come out to shows when, you know, their friends are there Facebook living it You know, they can sit on their computer and watch it. So please don't do that if you're listening. Please come to the show because it's much more fun in person. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the biggest. And, you know, and then obviously we tend to have really, really bad luck with our van right now. So we kind of... that's definitely a challenge for us. We tend to break down a lot, but and it's a reliable, nice van. But that's always obviously a struggle, and it happens always on a weekend, so that we end up having to cancel weekend shows. And
especially touring like this time of year, you never know with what the weather is going to be.
Yeah, the weather definitely plays a factor. You know, always have to play it safe.
It's been good so far this tour, though. Weather hasn't been too much of a problem. I think we drove through a little bit of snow. Mark will argue that because he's from Texas and the cold is what gets
new to him. Up here.
Snow is a new concept.
Like
for Mark.
Three jackets in, this guy's in shorts saying it's beautiful. I'm trying to not to freeze.
Did you guys make a Facebook post?
Yes. That was
You had never seen snow before?
Apparently not, no. And then they decided to, you know, break it in with a fun snowball fight.
Awesome. We got about 100 snowballs.
It was one-sided. But it was fun. Cold, but fun.
Quite a few.
So tonight, 7 o'clock, Lifers in Algona.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's actually our first time in Algona. Every band we know has played in Algona, so we're excited to finally be able to make the trip down there and check it out. So
yeah, you know, it is a smaller town, but the folks there are very passionate about their hard rock music. So
yeah, I know they bring it every time. I've seen again, Screaming for Silence and Cold Kingdom. They've both been down there, and I've seen video, and it always looks like a good time. So we're excited for it.
Hell yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. Anything to add before we go?
The reason we do this is so that we can meet people, you know, meet fans, make friends. So if you come out to a show, come up and talk to us.
Don't be afraid. We're nice guys.
Yeah, come
meeting you guys.
Come tell us your name. Come take a picture with us. You know, you can add us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
all that good stuff.
I'll post that. I'll tag you.
High fives and hugs. And
yeah.
You know.
So just come out, say hi to us.
Do not adjust your radio. This is the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1.
Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle. That was Anchored, Shots and Cookies, Burden of the Sky before that. Still talking with Cold Kingdom.
Say there's aspiring musicians starting. Do you have any advice for them? Say they want to start a hard rock band. What's your number one piece of advice?
Start early and don't stop. You will be told 100 billion times that what you're doing is incorrect, that what you're doing isn't good enough, that what you're doing is weird or strange, or it's not, you know, fitting the mold of what someone or some people or a group of people want you to do. The best musicians out there, the most organic, the most real, do what they do. They don't change themselves for absolutely anything. And I think sticking to your guns, we've all probably had that moment where we were ready to give up and just say, like, yeah, this isn't for me, this is too hard, I've been told too many times. And I think we are a testament to, though really, really terrible stuff can happen, if we just keep going and keep doing it, amazing things will happen for you. So just keep going, keep playing, play as much as you can, and start early. Yeah.
So tonight, 7 o'clock, Lifers in Algona. You guys have played there before, right?
Yeah, we have. It was a while ago, though, yeah, so we're excited to get back.
It's been a while since we've been back to Algona, so this is the first time that we're playing it as Lifers. It was previously called something else under different management. But I know we're going to get to the show, and I can tell you there's going to be some familiar faces. You know, we have a good following here, and that venue just has a built-in crowd to where people just know that if they're going to go out and they're going to go to Lifers, they're going to see good bands, and whether they've heard of them or not. So mm-hmm. we're really excited to get back there. Yeah. It's going to be a fun night, so you guys get down there soon. We're going to be loading in very shortly here.
Anything to add before you take off for Algona?
Come give us big sweaty hugs, because like I said, we haven't seen you guys in a really long time. So those familiar faces, we want to see you guys out. We want to see what you've been up to. We kind of missed it here, so we absolutely cannot wait to have you guys out.
Do some catching up.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for swinging through on your way up there. Appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, you got it.